Room 1, a speck of light. Similarly to God's creation, human life commences with the separation between light and darkness, between gold and black. It is even said when one is born that one saw the light of day. Seeing this light, we are tempted to believe that it is the only one. Attuned to the way of the world, to the sequence between day and night, to the passage of time, to the great cycles on a small and large scale, from sowing to harvest and from yesterday's child to today's adult, human beings, irrespective of time and place, learn that there is yet another light, another source of warmth, a soothing touch. Some call this second light the soul, others reason, some emotion, others consciousness. However, we name the encounter between the two lights, the one of the individual on a small scale and that of existence on a larger scale, these two overlap and seep into each other, shaping the act of life itself. This is visible in the way in which, through the second light, which is actually the foremost, we recognize forms and symbols, expressions and meanings with no prior instruction. Man is preordained, endowed with pre-knowledge, whether he realizes or, better yet, when he realizes the depth of the realm which paradoxically precedes this one, the world will alter its course, consciously or not, in an effort of recuperation, of restoring order at the end of the road. This explains why man finds himself under the rain, like the chick in the egg from which it emerged, sheltering himself in nostalgia of the beginning. Hence, almost all places of worship, most readily visible in Christian spaces, offer the nest, an inalienable structure of point center, circle, square, and cross, to which are added, like little branches, our own paths. From this viewpoint, they do not point downwards, but upwards.